Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Yeah, it's much better. So I set my clock here. So you see, we have 11 hours, 42 minutes together. Are you ready? Yeah, we have water here somewhere. So today's Torah portion, Parshat Korach, Numbers 16, from the verse 1 and 18 to the verse 32. And I would like to ask you to look with me in the scriptures, to open the scriptures with me. We'll have many places of scriptures today, so a lot to learn. But I want to promise you something before we'll go. I will not tell you anything new today, okay? Everything you already learned so many times, anything you read already so many times, but something so important for us today, so important. We learn as we study God's word of subject that is very near and dear to Him, to the Lord. A topic that He sees as critically important, but one about which, unfortunately, sometimes we do not share the same concern. So today we will consider that often neglected topic, seeking the presence of the Lord. Let's say together, seeking the presence of the Lord. I promise you nothing new, but so important. In the Jewish world of religion, modern Jewish world, typically the Lord is understood to be very remote, very far. People are not concerned with having a relationship with God, personal relationships, but with keeping the rules and traditions, with doing good deeds, and simply being a good Jew. And I have nothing about traditions, but it's not only traditions. We will speak about relationship with the Lord, His presence in our life. The idea of having a simple faith, of having fellowship with the Lord, is foreign for many Jews today. And it's true. And not only Jewish people, many Christians also. It's a foreign idea for them to have fellowship with the Lord personally. I remember from my experience, I had one experience. I was talking to with an Orthodox Jew in Ukraine, telling him that I believe the Lord is alive today and can speak. He can reveal Himself and He can heal today. His response was very interesting. His response was that it cannot be true because it sounds too Christian. It cannot be Jew because it's too Christian. The Lord is here, He can heal, He can speak. It's not for Jewish people, for somebody else. But how often in the Bible we do find beautiful pictures of a person delighting in the presence of the Lord? So many places of Scripture. So the very first book of the Bible tells us about the very purpose of human creation. And please open Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. It was already an interesting place of Scripture. We will read a little bit earlier, later. So, and they heard the sound of Adonai Elohim, and they heard the sound of Adonai Elohim going to and from in the garden in the wind of the day. So they heard the sound of Adonai Elohim who was walking in the garden. So the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Adonai Elohim in the midst of the tree of the garden. And do you remember why? What was the reason why they hid themselves? Yeah, everything. You're correct. It's no one answer. Shame, guilt, sin, everything together. So, but I would like to see here, they hid themselves from the presence of Adonai Elohim. So the Lord was there. The Lord went walking in the cool of the day. He wished to spend time with his son Adam. It was his will. He created Adam to have fellowship with him. This is the basis of everything. Adam was not just some animal. He was the son of God, created in his image. The Lord breathed his life into Adam. It was his son, and the most important thing is fellowship with him. Let's say together, presence of Adonai. Presence of Adonai. It was visible. They can hear it. Do you think the Lord looks forward to spending time with you? What do you think? I think so. This is everything. What a bright picture for all of us. So the same was in the life of Abraham. The same. The Lord was his friend. The Lord called Abraham, "Abraham, my friend." Do you know what is necessary? What is necessary for friendship? Do you know what? Of course, Facebook. Smartphone. Praise the Lord. That was not the time of Facebook or for smartphone. The most important thing for friendship is only one thing: fellowship. Relationships. You cannot have friend, real friend. I don't speak about Facebook friend. You know, President of Ukraine is my friend in Facebook. But it's nothing changed in my life. He's remote, he's far away from me. But friendship, it means fellowship. Genesis chapter 17 from the verse 1. And I promise you we will come to our Torah portion eventually, later. When Abram was 99 years old, Adonai appeared to Abram. And he said to him, "I'm El Shaddai. Continually walk before me, and you will be blameless." What a wonderful picture. I'm your Lord. I'm El Shaddai. Continually walk before me. So many times in the scriptures, the Lord visited Abraham. So many times, it was in many places in the scripture. The presence of the Lord, so important for Abraham. So how about Moses? The man who brought the Torah to our people, Moshe Rabbeinu, the great rabbi of all Jewish people. How about him and the presence of the Lord? Was it important for him? Exodus chapter 33, we are going to our Torah portion. From the verse 9, Exodus 33, from the verse 9. This was so important moment in the life of Jewish people. After one of the problems there, Moses is discussing with the Lord some very important issues about future of the Jewish people. From the verse 9, 33, Exodus. After Moses entered into the tent of meeting, the pillar of cloud descended, stood at the door, and he would speak with Moses. When all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, they all rose up and worshipped. Every man at the entrance of his own tent. Every man, visible presence of the Lord, visible. You can see cloud, you can see fire from the Lord. So Adonai spoke with Moses face to face, panim al panim, face to face. As a man speaks with his friend. Let's say together, with his friend. Again. Again, the same idea. To be friend of the Lord, it means to have fellowship with Him. You cannot escape this idea from the scripture, this lesson. It's very hard to develop different system of beliefs to avoid the simple and obvious truth in the scriptures. Moses said, Moses said unto him, and this was the conclusion of their discussion, the Moses answering the Lord. And please think about it, about his answer to the Lord. If you do not go yourself with us, then do not lead us out of here. Let us die here. Let us stay here. We don't want to go anywhere without your presence, Lord. How powerful is this statement is. Without your presence, I don't go anywhere. I can't. I don't have power. I'm powerless. We desperately need you, Lord. We need your presence. I know the Jewish people called people of the book, but I don't think it's whole truth. Jewish people is also people of the God's presence. Book and God's presence. What about Yeshua, our Lord, our Messiah, our Savior? He is a great example for all of us. He is the Son of God. He has all power. So let's read Luke chapter 5 from the verse 15. Luke chapter 5 from the verse 15. But the news about Yeshua was spreading all the more, and many crowds were coming together to hear and to be healed of their diseases. So what's the reason for crowd to follow Yeshua? Two reasons here. To hear the word of the Lord and to be healed. Why? Because he was the presence of the Lord for them. The Lord was with him. People were around him, even one small touch to him, and miracle by faith, because of faith. But verse 16, yet, even though he is the Son of God and he knows everything, yet he would often slip away into the wilderness and pray. The Messiah, our example, the Lord, here, he went to wilderness to pray, to recharge, to recover, to be filled with the will of God, to be in the presence of the Lord. He skipped from the presence of people to stay only with the Lord, him and the Lord together. Isaac, Jacob, Moses, prophets, Yeshua, the presence of the Lord shaped the entire history of Israel and of all mankind. We are here today because of the presence of the Lord. With Moses, with Abraham, with all these our fathers who went great life for us. Whenever notable events occurred, events that changed the course of history, the Lord in his presence was there. Please read the Bible from this perspective. You will find it there, everywhere. How often we read about those events in the Bible, and yet how often do we forget those happenings? How often do we forget to practice in our own lives those lessons we should be learning from those pictures? Adam, Enoch, Abraham, Moses, David, Solomon, the prophets, Yeshua, and we can continue on and on. If the presence of God was necessary for them, for Elijah, for them, to have faith, wisdom, answers, healing, to see miracles, then how much more do we need to be in the presence of God? How much more do we need to be in the presence of God? Please think about it. And the world is a very different place today. It's the modern world. But God is not. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, He'll be the same. I believe that what He desires most is no different than when He created Adam and Eve. He wants us to come to fellowship with Him. Let's say together, fellowship with Him. This is His will forever. It will never be changed. Today we live in the age of technology and accessible information. Each of us has more knowledge at our fingertips than anyone on earth could have ever dreamed of. Everything. Or how much worth is a good Jewish source of knowledge? Wikipedia. Even sounds Jewish. Wikipedia. We know everything. Everything. You don't need to go anywhere. You can sit at home and know everything. About everything. Spiritual warfare. How many angels in the spiritual warfare? Wikipedia knows better than even Bible knows. Each of us can read any book about God and about angels. We all know about spiritual warfare and about prophecies. And all certainly very good and very useful, but my point, it is not enough. To know it is not enough. It is not enough to simply know about the Lord, but we need to know Him personally. And it is a temptation to confuse knowledge about God with knowing God, because they are very different. Knowledge about the Lord and knowing Him personally. A spiritual life is not only about how much you know, but about how much you live what you know. About how you practice that you have learned. About the validity of your fellowship with the Lord. So, I promised you will come eventually to our Torah portion. I fulfill my promise. So let's open number 17 from the verse 1 and read from today's Torah portion. Numbers chapter 17. One minute, please. I would like to check it here. Numbers chapter 17. My phone doesn't want to open for me, yes. I mentioned my phone earlier. It doesn't work on me. So from the verse 1. And this what's happened after rebellion of the Jewish people against Moses and Aaron. Korach stood against Moses. And was very difficult time for Israel because future of Israel was with great question. What to do next? What to do next? So from the verse 1, yeah. Adonai spoke to Moses saying, speak to Bnei Israel and get a rod from each ancestral house, 12 staffs in all. From each prince according to his ancestral household. Write each man's name on his staff. Write Aaron's name on Levi's staff. For there is to be the one staff for the prince of each tribe. Then you are to place them in the tent of meeting before the testimony where I meet with you. I will come about that the staff of the man I choose will sprout. I will then rid myself of the grumblings of Bnei Israel, who are grumbling against me. Verse 6. So Moses spoke to Bnei Israel. Each of their princes gave him a staff, one staff for each prince according to their ancestral houses. 12 staffs in all, and Aaron's staff was among them. Moses placed the staffs before Adonai in the tent of testimony. Verse 8. The next day, so it was in the evening time, the next day, Moses entered the tent of testimony, and behold, Aaron's staff from the house of Levi had sprouted, blossomed, and produced almonds. I think it is a miracle. What do you think? That piece of wood in the presence of the Lord, in one night, blossomed, and not only blossomed, but produced the almonds, fruits. The Lord showed his will in the life of Aaron. He made clear to the Israelites who should bear the sacrifice. No question, Aaron. And I would like to read one more time, verse 8. The next day Moses entered the tent of testimony, and behold, Aaron's staff from the house of Levi had sprouted, blossomed, and produced almonds. Wow, what a miracle. In the culture of Israelites, the rod, staff, would be a natural symbol of authority, representation of authority, representation of walking in your life. As the tool used by the shepherd to correct and guide his flock, the rod is a symbol of power and also a symbol of walking before the Lord and the people. It's a symbol of authority. And we all know the wonderful Psalm 23. Thank you, Brian, for reading today. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me again. Presence of the Lord. Your rod and your staff comfort me. Let's think about it. 1 minute, please. Very important idea here. Aaron was not only was called by the Lord. Do you remember how he was called by the Lord? Do you remember how it was? He was at home, probably drinking tea or coffee, with no idea about any kind of calling to anyone, by anyone. And there's Moses discussing something with the Lord and saying, Lord, I can't speak. The Lord said, don't problem. Not problem. I give you your brother Aaron. That's it. Many times later, Aaron said, thank you, Moses. Thank you so much. You shared with me so many good things. But why are you telling this? Because it was not Aaron's choice to follow the Lord. It was not his, it was not election in Israel, you know. Let's vote who will be next high priest. The Lord chose Aaron. The Lord chose Aaron. He was called by the Lord. He had been given all the gifts and abilities that he needed to do his job. He had everything from the Lord. He was a Jew and he was the high priest. Talented, anointed, everything. Yet, it was still necessary that Moses put his staff into the Holy of Holies, into the very presence of the Lord, so that it could blossom and bear fruit. Can you see it here? It was not enough to be a good Jew, to be a called to the ministry, to have even office of high priest. But it was necessary to be in the presence of the Lord, to bear the fruit. This was a great miracle of life That which was dead became alive. And just to note, the Lord commanded Moses to put Aaron's staff into the Ark of the Covenant forever. Let's say together, forever. I firmly believe that our lives, our faith, our calling, and our future is able to blossom and bear fruit only in the presence of the Most High. To say another way, it is only before the face of the Lord, only in His presence, that our lifeless lives come alive, take on meaning, and become fruitful. So important to know. I would like to read from the Matthew chapter 22, from the verse 1, and please open with me. Actually, I don't have time to read everything, but this is the great parable from verse 1 to verse 14 about Lord's calling in our life. The Lord called people to come to His banquet. It was so important. He invites people to come. But you know what's happened there. Somebody get married. Somebody purchased a new car. Somebody had loan in the bank, so he should be there and do everything about his house. Somebody, I don't know, let's dream. Shopping, anything. Busy people, you know, busy schedule. And the verse 14, the answer from the Lord. For many are called, but few are chosen. Very hard answer, but straight from Yeshua. And we can't skip it because it's there. When we read the whole parable, we can see that many were called to come to the banquet of the Lord, but most of the called were too busy to come. Chosen, and you see this is the difference between called and chosen. Many are called. And so what? It's good that you called, you have gifts, talents, but what are you doing with your calling? Where do you apply your calling? And here said, many are called, but few are chosen. Chosen those who said yes to the Lord into His calling in your life. Chosen are those who, despite their busy schedule, have come in response to the invitation of the Lord. And this is hard part, but this is true. Chosen and called, difference between it. Each of us are unique in our calling and in our lives. And it is very important to know who we are in the Lord. Very important, critically important to be called. To understand your calling is very important. But it's also important to come, to remain, to persist, to continue to abide in the Lord's presence. Do not go from His calling. To keep walking with the Lord. To have fellowship with Him. That is why Aaron's staff remained in the Ark of the Covenant, because it is important to abide in the presence of the Lord. Not just be one day and go away, but stay there. Our calling is to live, is to blossom and bear fruit. This is our calling, to live for the Lord, to blossom, to bear fruit every day of our life. It's so important for us. We all need miracles and answers from the Lord. We need to experience the reality of God. We need it. We need it, desperately need it. But where can we find the Lord? Where can we remain in His presence? And, you know, I don't have much time to explain many places of Scripture, but what I want to show here, previously it was the temple in Jerusalem. You know, you want to feel the presence of the Lord, you go into the temple, and there, the Lord is there. But today, for us, I would like to read Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. For where two or three gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. We are people of the book. We believe. We trust Bible. Amen? Yeah. He said, where two or three are together in my name, there I am in their midst. I believe that one of the most sacred places on the earth today, the congregation of believers. When the people from different backgrounds come in together with one goal, only one goal, to worship the Lord, to be in His presence. You know, we can know everything about the Lord, about walking with Him, about miracles. Who studied about miracles in the scriptures? Who read the books about miracles, about how to receive miracles, how to stand before the Lord, or you should stand on your knees, or lay down, or face there, or what to do, how to dance, how to this or that. A lot of good books. I mean, really good books. But it's not only about books. It's about experience. I know about forgiveness, but I can tell you, only in the presence of the Lord I can forgive. It's impossible by my power. I can't do that. It's hard. I can all know about miracles and healings, but where can I receive miracle and healing? In my busy schedule? No, probably not. Only in the presence of the Lord, when my heart turned to the Lord. When I quiet myself and when I take time for the Lord to do miracle. Yes, Lord, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm open my heart. Please come. I invite you. Please come. I remember one of the conferences many years ago. It was a huge conference. Probably 5,000 people there were there. And everything was so cool, so great. Worship, noise, you know, good noise for the Lord. Everything was good. So busy, everything was. And one of the speaker came, and he stopped everything. I mean, it was time to him to speak. He said, Yeshua, we are here for you. We invite you to come. Please come. We need you, and we invite you. And for me, it was like somebody turned on light. Everything changed in the one moment. Everything was previous. It was important. But when he came, that was the very important moment. I remember people start crying. I was crying there and doing all stupid things in his presence. In his presence. We must never forget that nothing can replace the living fellowship that sustains the body of Messiah and all who are part of it. This is why we worship the Lord, not because we need music. We can survive without music. It's not about music. This is why we are praying the Jewish prayers, not because it's tradition. Yes, it's tradition, but something behind tradition. We need to find something more. Because we invite presence of the Lord to come, to fill us. The good question, how practically to learn about the presence of the Lord? It's a very easy thing. Very easy thing. Come to the places where people are looking for the Lord. Come to the prayer meeting. Come here, learn how to pray. Like to worship. Start worshiping. You know, if you are not worshiping, how can you? I mean, I don't know how to tell you. I want to eat, I'm cooking something. I can sit at my home and I want to eat and just dreamed about food, but what a difference. I know when difficult situations come, sometimes we want to be alone. Often our hearts are breaking. We want to be alone. Alone to think about our problems. Perhaps even alone to blame ourselves. And this is normal for all people. But the reliable resolution is to bring your pain into the congregation of believers. Ask for prayers. Look for wisdom. Be with believers. Attend services. Come to prayer meetings. Find time and pray and worship to the Lord. How many times in the scriptures we find about secret room, place where nobody's there, only you and the Lord? Sometimes you don't want to be there because you're too busy. Yes, I'm the same. I have schedule, but I need to force myself to be there. Force myself to pray. Find place, because this is the most important thing. Everything else, it's secondary. This, everything about it. We need to have a special time and place in our busy schedules for the Lord. We desperately need to experience His presence. Nothing will replace the prayer and worship time in our lives. Nothing. And let's remember, knowledge without His Spirit and His presence does not change anything. It's only knowledge. It's here. But only in the presence of the Lord, during the worship time, during the fellowship with believers, during your personal prayer time, when you fellowship with the Lord, when you open your heart and say, Lord, please fill me. I'm here for you. Only then everything is possible, from knowledge to real life. But where is presence of the Lord, there is comfort, there is peace, there is fruits, there is life. I would like to stop here, and can we stand together, please, for a few moments? I know that the Lord is here, and because He promised, when two or three are gathered together, He is with us. He's with us. And probably, I know that it's always important to restore this time for you. If you are too busy today, and probably you are in good shape or in bad shape, I don't know your situation, but you need to remember, every good shape could be very changed very quickly. But only one thing will remain with you, the Lord and His love. I want to pray for you. Lord, thank you so much for this Shabbat, Lord. Thank you for this special time, this moment in our life. This day, Lord, this Shabbat. Thank you that you are here. And we can feel it, Lord, and we can understand that you are here. Thank you so much for your promise, Lord, to be with us. Lord, I ask for forgiveness for myself and also for every one of these people, beautiful people, Lord. Please forgive us, Lord, when we are too busy to, and we forget to fellowship with you. Please forgive us, Lord. Lord, help us to remain in your presence, Lord. Help us to be in your Holy of Holies, Lord, every day of our lives, Lord. Thank you for the congregation of believers, Lord. And we are a congregation of believers. We believe. We know. This is the truth. Thank you so much for this. Yeshua, thank you for your eternal life. Thank you for death, for your death and for your resurrection, Lord. Thank you for future and for your calling, Lord. Help us to respond to you and say yes. Thank you for your presence, Lord. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. So let's close our service with our only benediction. And I would like to invite you to stand with somebody to not be alone. So let's open your heart, our hearts.
Yivarech Adonai veishmerecha, Yaher Adonai panav elecha Vihunecha is Adonai, Panavelecha, Veasem Lecha, Shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his perfect peace that passes all understanding. And I know we need it. In the name of the Prince of Peace, Yeshua, I pray and ask these things. Amen.
Amen, amen. Shabbat Shalom. Please don't forget to pick your children, your kids. Thank you.